Ladies and gentlemen from around the world, you're not going to want to miss what I'm going to share with you in this teaching today. Also, it's very important that you go all the way to the end, all the way to announcements that I'm going to make at the end of this teaching. So let's enjoy this together. I'm going to give you a prophetic, what I call a prophetic review of what I saw coming and what I think is coming in the future. You know, God has always used me through occasionally now, spiritual dreams and visions. And I want to read two verses to you that are very important to me personally from the book of Job. Job chapter 4, 12 through 15. Now, a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof, and thoughts from the visions of the night when deep sleep falls on men. For fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, and the hair of my flesh stood up. The second verse I want to share with you is Job chapter 33, verses 14 through 18. For God speaks once, yes, twice, yet man perceives it not in a dream and a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men and slumberings upon their bed. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. So I believe that had reference literally to warning dreams or visions that God can give you. Many of you are new to our ministry, especially the past several years. But those of you that have been following our ministry since I was a young man, a teenager, and that would make you in your probably 70s by now, late 60s or 70s, I want to share some things with you that God began to share with me to preach many, many years ago, or he had me to come across and share with people. In 1985, I began to teach a message called The Ashes of the Red Heifer, where there was an excavation going on in Israel. I met the man personally doing the excavation from the Institute of Judaic Christian Research in Texas. I interviewed him at a cave at Qumran, where he was looking for the kalal, which was the last pot of the ashes of the red heifer that would be needed to sanctify the furniture of a new temple that would come in the future in Israel. And again, that message was 1985. And boy, people criticized me for that and teaching that. But now, everybody on social media is talking about the ashes of the red heifer. In 1987, I was standing at the airport in Tel Aviv, and a Russian airplane, very large plane, had been hijacked from Russia, and they let it land in Israel. I later found out that there were Russian Jews on that plane. And to make a long story short, in 1987, standing there, the Lord said, I'm going to tell the Russian leader to let my people go, speaking of the Jewish people. Right after that, of course, was when the Jewish people began to come from the north country of Russia and immigrate back to Israel. I don't even know what the numbers are. No, way over 1 million Russian Jews have returned to Israel, way up over that number. In 1988, in Zephyr Hills, Florida, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, manifest. And he told me that this would be the title of my television program. Well, obviously, today you're watching the Manifest telecast, and we've been on for over 26 years. In 1988, Psalms 2 and 8, the Lord spoke to me audibly in a dream and said, I will ask of men, I'll give you the nations as an inheritance, or give you the heathen as an inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. So when he spoke to me, Psalms 2 and 8, I got up and picked up the Bible and read that verse, how God was going to give me the heathen and the nations. And we have seen that fulfilled, of course, through the Manifest telecast and many other things. Now, this is a review, so stay with me. In 1996, God gave me a vision, and this vision was known around the world when the 9/11 took place, of the Trade Center shrouded in black with gray tornadoes coming off of it. Now, the only thing I have is a picture that an artist drew in 1999 of the vision that I had. Well, we now know what that was. That was the attack on the World Trade Center. And as I said a moment ago, when that happened, they had me on television, had me to come on television on many of the major Christian networks and share the vision, which I had shared and talked about publicly 4 years before. In 1998, I was awakened and I heard the Lord say, it is my will for the governor of Texas Texas to be the next president of the United States. Of course, a lot of you older partners will remember this, how we met President Bush. In fact, show the video clip of me meeting President Bush at the Western Wall in Israel in November of 1998. And I said, our people want you to run for president. And he later wrote that when he was in Israel, several people told him that he would be the next president of the United States. And he, of course, ran and was president for two terms. So that was a very interesting thing that happened. It's a long story. I'm just abbreviating these. In 1999, God began to give me a vision that cities would be empty and I would be unable to travel. Literally, there was no cars on the road and no people walking around or anything of that nature. And of course, we now know that that happened during the COVID situation. And in 2019, I would be praying at the lodge or I'd be studying and I would hear the Holy Spirit say through me, the quake, saith the Lord, the quake, the shaking, the shaking. I wasn't sure what that meant. And then a few months later, COVID came and literally shook the entire world. In 2021, I wrote a book called The American Apocalyptic Reset, something of that nature, I think was the title of it. That's awful not to remember the own book you wrote. But if you look at page 115 to 136, if you have that book, I shared something called The Return of the Trump Stump and how that Harris would run for president, somehow that Biden would not rerun or he would step down, something would happen. Harris would run, but there was a good possibility of Trump returning. It's called The Return of the Trump Stump. If you have the book, you can read that in page 115 to 136. Now, here's what I was going to tell you. Those are things that I shared for years, and if you followed our ministry, this is nothing new. You know, you already know about them. In 2009, however, God sometimes would give me a word that would involve the ministry. In 2009, he said, build me a gathering place for a generation. And that was 13 years ago in the month of June that the Lord spoke to me. And we began to build the Omega Center International. I'm sorry, it's 13 years old is what I should say. The Omega Center International, 72,000 square foot facility that's used for conferences and Warrior Fest, the main event, the Prophetic Summit. And in the year 2010, the Lord spoke to me to host a Prophetic Summit. We are still hosting that summit for the past 16 years, and we just recently had one in the best one we've ever had this past April here in Cleveland, Tennessee at the Omega Center International. And those tapes, you can get those now, the CDs and DVDs, if you're interested. 2011, the Lord spoke to me in an audible voice. I was awakened and said, target dead, Bin Laden is dead. I say the Lord spoke to me. It was the Lord that allowed me to hear it. And it was the military talking about killing him. I talked about that happening. 1 week later, it happened just the way that the Holy Spirit revealed it. In 2013, the Lord said that I was to host a youth event called Warrior Fest. And we have had 17 Warrior Fest total at Omega Center International over the years since that Lord gave that word. In 2018, the Lord spoke and said, revival is going to come through the lens of a camera. And I'd like to show them one nation right now where 70,000 people are in a field. And we sit here with a screen and we preach from Cleveland, Tennessee. They put a major screen up live, I should say. I appear on the screen and people are being saved by the tens of thousands. All these things, God spoke to me and they've happened and I want to give him the glory. That doesn't make me a prophet or anything like that. It just makes me someone that prays and God speaks to, which is exactly how the Lord can do, what the Lord can do in your life, because it says the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. Now, what is coming? Now, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that Noah prepared, actually in Hebrews 11, that Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his house. If you go to the book of Genesis, you add up the numbers. It took Noah 100 years to prepare this ark to have it ready to go. Now, here's what the Lord has spoken to me. Folks, listen to me very carefully. The Holy Spirit said there is a set time to reach the nations. In other words, there is an appointed time and a set time. Because in Matthew 24:14, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations. And then the Bible says, then the end would come. So in other words, what we have to understand is there is a time frame. It's a limited time frame. It is a set time frame that God has spoken for us to get the gospel out. Now, when the gospel is throughout all the nations of the world. Doesn't mean every person hears it, but the gospel, the opportunity of the gospel, of hearing it, we can do it through the internet, you can do it through social media, you can do it through what I'm doing right now, satellite. We're on in Russia, we're on in Ukraine, we're on in Romania, we're on just all over the world. So the gospel is going out, not just through the old method of a minister or a missionary doing an outdoor meeting or a tent meeting or a meeting in an auditorium, but it can be done through satellite and television and through the social media now, the internet. So the gospel, now listen to me, it's a limited time. It is a set time. Now, when this time, when the gospel starts going out, it is called the fullness of time. In Ephesians 1 and 10, it says that in a dispensation of the fullness of time, God is going to gather together in Christ those that are in the family of God in heaven, and also those that are on earth, and bring them together. That is called the rapture, and that is found in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17, and 18. So we are seeing now the gospel reaching the nations, but it's going to reach it to the point where the fullness of time is going to come, which is going to climax in the return of the Lord. Now, I want you to remember something, and this is something very important. This is something that the whole Lord really began to put on my heart, and I have preached this in the past, and some of you have heard me in our major conferences preach on the Methuselah factor. Methuselah lived longer, I should say, than anyone on the planet, 969 years of age. If you add it up, and you have to do this by studying the book of Genesis, Methuselah died the year that the flood came. That's because his name Methuselah in Hebrew means when he dies, it will come. When he dies, you will be thrust into it. And we don't have time to do the Hebrew word study on the name Methuselah, but it is extremely interesting. So Methuselah's name was connected to rain. It was connected to flood. It was connected to water. Now, in the last days, the Bible said God will pour out, that's a rain term, his spirit upon all flesh. The prophet Isaiah said God will pour water upon him that's thirsty and floods upon dry ground. So this analogy that is used in the Bible of water representing the Holy Spirit, and the out of your belly, for example, John 7, shall flow rivers of living water. It's found in both Old and New Testaments. Now, Methuselah's name is connected to water. However, he lived so long that when it came time for the flood to take place, he died prior to the flood. And that's why it says that God said everything was ready, but yet 7 days God was going to withhold the rain on the earth because Noah and his family had to mourn for Methuselah, who was a relative, of course, for 7 days. And then, of course, God shut the door of the ark and the flood came. So this is really important that you understand this, and that is that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the last sign based on Joel 2. Sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Old men will dream dreams, young men will see visions. So these are the things that's going to happen at the time of the end. And the last thing happening before the return of the Lord is the Joel 2 revival. And I can prove it from Joel 2. It says that this revival happens before the great and terrible day of the Lord. That means before the tribulation period. So the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we've prophesied, we've talked about, the scripture talks about, is happening, but it's going to get greater, folks. It has to, because God has promised it, and God's word cannot lie. Now, here's the thing I want to tell you, because this is very important. There is coming, and I'm talking about things I see coming, there's going to come this astonishing alignment of what I call the prophetic coalitions. Coalitions that are alluded to of nations coming together as one unit under perhaps a united front, where all the people in that coalition will have an equal vote, or some coalitions will be headed up by one nation or one particular leader. Now, let me list for you some of these coalitions. And I'm telling you, if you keep up with geopolitical things, especially outside the United States, you can actually see this coming. First of all, there was a coalition called Kings of the East in Revelation chapter 16, verse 2. These could include nations that are to the east of Israel, which would be like India. You have of course, Russia is to the north of Israel, and part of it is to the east. You have China, you have Vietnam, you have North Korea, South Korea. These could all be the kings of the east, which can be, some people say, if you look at the east, it's the area of the rising of the sun, the area of the old word is the Orient. So these coalitions are actually out there now, but they're beginning to form and unite. Then there's a coalition called BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. Now, this is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and Arabia, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's the five nations. Now, Islamic nations, there's six of them that are thinking about joining BRICS. And this is very, very, very interesting. Six nations that are about to join BRICS. Now, that would make presently, with the nations that are in it, a total of 11. This is an economic unit. This is for the purpose of perhaps later doing away with the U.S. dollar, coming under one particular currency. Of course, China wants their currency to be that particular currency. So keep your ear open for the word BRICS, B-R-I-C-X. And the nations that are involved with that. Now, there's also a coalition called the European Union or the EU. 27 nations are a part of that. Now, here's what's interesting. The nations that are a part of the EU, none of those at the present time are in the BRICS coalition. So there are two separate coalitions. As I said, if the six Islamic nations join, it'll be 11 on one coalition, and then the 27 nations of the EU in the other coalition. Of course, these numbers can change from time to time, as time progresses in the future, I should say. Now, there's also a coalition called OPEC, which is I actually call it the oil cartel. That's exactly what it is. That controls the output of oil, the distribution of oil, and the price of oil. There are 12 nations involved if we include Venezuela. But one of the nations of the Gulf, one of the Gulf nations, has recently said they're going to pull out of OPEC, and you might see other nations begin to pull out of OPEC and kind of become more independent. That time will tell. Now, there's a coalition of the G7 nations, Germany, the United States, the UK, Japan, Italy, France, Canada, and so forth. And now, this is the big one. This is the one I want to talk about real brief. There's going to come 10 kings in the future, which are going to be 10 nations headed up by the Antichrist. They're part clay and part iron. It could be, and I'm going to say could. Now listen to what I said. Could be. This is not a revelation from God. The Abrahamic Accords. Now, there are several nations right now that are Arab nations, and many of them Islamic nations, that are part of the Abrahamic Accords. So what is this? This is a coalition Trump is trying to put together of nations that will come into an economic agreement with, for example, the United States heading it and the nation of Israel. Now, most of you know, if you've studied history, that the Arab nations have had a lot of animosity against the Jews and against Israel. The Palestinians have had a lot of animosity against Jews and against the nation of Israel. And so that whole area now is getting kind of turned upside down with the war on terror, so many terror organizations being annihilated and destroyed. And now they're trying to bring in a peace, or at least President Trump and others with him are trying to bring in a peace to that part of the world. And they're kind of forcing a peace, if you want to know the truth. They're trying to pressure these nations to join the Abraham Accords. I call it the Abrahamic Accords, but the Abraham Accords. And so if you keep an eye on this and you start seeing that they're talking peace and they're talking all these nations that are predominantly Islamic nations joining this agreement, which is an economic agreement for the Middle East and Israel and that part of the world, we will say that we are on a major prophetic turn. Everything is about to shift and everything is about to change, because the Bible says in Thessalonians that there'll come a time when men shall cry peace and safety, but then sudden destruction shall come upon them. Now, if you look at the tribulation and you look at these 10 kings that are going to eventually come out of all this, first of all, the country of Jordan, which is right beside the nation of Israel, the boundary of the two nations is the Jordan River. You will discover that the Jordan escapes from the power and influence of the Antichrist in Daniel 11:41. And that is probably because Israel has a number of Palestinians. This is what they call themselves, the Palestinian people. Jordan has Palestinian refugee camps. And because of that link, Jordan is not going to be under the dominion or the military control of the Antichrist. Somehow they will escape that. And you can read that in Daniel 11:41. Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia, however, will be seized, and this is the northern part of Africa, by the Antichrist, based on Daniel 11:43. And the Antichrist will uproot three of the 10 nations, and these will be three. Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia are three of those 10, but he will place his own leaders over those nations. So he doesn't destroy those nations. He simply replaces the leaders that are there by overthrowing them and bringing leaders in that would submit to him. So eventually, ladies and gentlemen, here's what's going to happen. Eventually, there's going to be a rise of Islam, especially it's happening now in Germany and France and the UK, just an overrunning of Islam in European nations, to where what we call the native-born Europeans that have been there for generations are going to have to come under the strict control of the Islamic nations. I'm sorry, the Islamic people that are coming in, and they're being voted in as leaders and, whether it's mayors or the leaders of the nations and the boards and so on and so forth. So that is going to happen, especially in Europe. You see it happening in a minor way here in the United States. But there's going to be a major shifting, because you have the iron of Islam and the clay of democracy, and the Bible says it's not going to mingle or it's not going to mix. And I believe that's in the book of Daniel what the iron and clay represents. So I just want to say this to you. I had more to say, but I can't get it all in because I'm out of time. Now listen to me very carefully. We're offering something. I hope you get it. First of all, it helps keep Manifest going. But more than that, it is a teaching tool you've got to have. Stay with us all the way to the very end. I have an announcement in just a moment. It took me years of study to put this together. Several years back, we completed an assignment that the Lord had given me to take the entire book of Revelation and go verse by verse to explain it in detail for the body of Christ. This is the album, Breaking the Apocalypse Code. This is DVD. I also have a very special bonus legacy music special that comes with it. So listen to me very carefully. This is the most needed teaching right now for the entire body of Christ and for Christians everywhere. This is where things are headed. You need to know about it. There are 7 DVDs. They are 2 hours each in length, and it deals with the 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. The DVDs are a total of 14 hours. They were taught in a studio, and on the DVDs are maps, charts, scriptures, and pictures and video clips that help you to put the imagery together that John saw in the apocalypse. DVD number 1 is called The Apocalypse Code and Secrets in the Heavenly Temple. DVD number 2, The Heavenly Throne Room, The Priesthood, and the Beginning of the Tribulation. DVD number 3, The Two Witnesses, The Believer's Judgment, The 10 Kings, and the Antichrist Kingdom. DVD number 4 is called The Islamic Antichrist, The False Prophet, and The Empire of the Beast. DVD number 5, Explaining the Mark of the Beast, very detailed on 666, things I'm sure you've never heard. But we talk about 666, the great religious harlot, and Mystery Babylon. There's a lot of teaching going around that I disagree with. What is the actual city of Mystery Babylon? DVD number 6, the 1,000-year millennial code, and mysteries that are seldom sought about where we're going in the future. DVD number 7, The Abyss, when Satan is bound and the holy city comes down, and then we go into details about the New Jerusalem and the New Heaven and the new earth. The book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible that has a blessing put on it, that if you hear it and keep it and study the words, you are going to be blessed. Now, there's 2 ways to get this. First, you can order the DVD album and get the bonus legacy music special. Or you can purchase the DVD teaching on a download and also get the musical CD on a download as well. Order the album and CD by calling 1-888-21-BREAD and request offer AP 155. If you want to mail in your donation, donation of $75 or more, you can request the offer number AP155 and mail to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Or you can order video on demand at perrystone.org. Go there and follow the instructions. The offer also includes this beautiful 10 individuals that are singing 18 different songs, including Pam, my wife, and myself. Now, this teaching has things I will not say on television because of the nations that we go into, and we deal with the Islamic Antichrist and the Mahdi of Islam and how he will fulfill the prophecies of Revelation 13 along with Isa ibn Maryam, not the real Jesus, but the fake Jesus that's coming in the future. You're going to learn a lot, so go to your phone right now or write me and order this powerful offer, Breaking the Apocalypse Code and the Legacy Music Special. God bless you. Well, hope you enjoyed the program. Listen to me, if you've sat around and you haven't ordered the Book of Revelation teaching, 14 hours, 7 DVDs, they're 2 hours each with the charts, the maps and everything. This is the time to do it. This is, I think, the last week that we are offering this on the Manifest Telecast. So please take the time to do that. Now, I have some special announcements coming up in a moment, but first let me talk about the month of August. Huntington, West Virginia, this is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August the 7th through the 9th. We do have a partners meeting there on Sunday afternoon as well. Christ Temple Church, Huntington, West Virginia. Then we go to Willis, August the 14th through the 16th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're going to be at the Willis campus on Friday and Saturday morning and Saturday night. Then we're going to come over to the Huntsville campus on August the 16th. Okay, so please keep that in mind. And a lot of times we try to have a partners event, if we can time it, at Huntsville on Sunday. That's usually when we do it for the Sunday night service. And then a Mercy and Grace Cathedral in Springdale, Arkansas. We want you to come to that 22nd. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again. Now, that's a whole weekend. You folks in Arkansas, take time and come and be with me. And you can go to perrystone.org for more information. Now, very important that you listen to what I'm going to say. You have a little bit of time left to get in on the Mentoring School for Ministry at the end of July. Go to perrystone.org for that information. Number two, our Legacy Club is in full speed ahead. I need 3,000 new partners. We're already moving in that direction, but I need you to stand with me for $30 a month. And for the benefit you're going to get, I don't have time to tell you. Just go to perrystone.org or look up Legacy Club. The benefits are incredible for this. And then we also want to remind you of our 50th anniversary in the month of October, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. A singing group every single service. A Southern Gospel singing group is coming in. Linda Cooley is doing the message. The University Campus Choir. John Bevere, Mario Morello, Tim Hill. I'm preaching 5 services total. We have a lot of special events planned. We have a special partners meeting at 2:30 on Friday. Great things for partners. Got some surprises for. In fact, we're going to have surprises the whole week. It's a 50-year anniversary. Some of you have never been. Now's time to come. I'm not going to be here forever. So come and hear me preach on my 50th anniversary of ministry, okay? And then we'd love to have some of you that have been, that have never been, that are old friends of ours, come to Cleveland, Tennessee at that time. Perrystone.org is where to go. God bless you.